Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 30, Fortune Favors the Problem Solver. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. Today's episode opens with one of my favorite parables from Earl. He tells the story of a farmer with rich, fertile land. And on that land, the farmer plants two seeds. One seed is corn, the other is nightshade, a deadly poison. He digs two holes, he plants the seeds, he waters them, weeds them, and tends to them carefully. What happens? Corn grows where corn was planted. Nightshade grows where nightshade was planted. The land doesn't care. Earl's point is simple and unsettling. The human mind is an even more fertile and mysterious place than soil. But the principle is the same. What you put into it will grow. As the Bible puts it, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. This is another powerful reminder of a theme we've heard again and again. We become what we think about. From here, Earl moves into a striking analogy about problems. He says that if you grab a thistle softly and cautiously, it will prick you. But if you grab it boldly and firmly, the spines will collapse and you don't get hurt. I've never grabbed a thistle as far as I remember, so I don't know. I'm going to take his word for it. Problems, he argues, work the same way. If you approach them timidly, half-committed, hesitant, hoping they'll go away, they tend to hurt you more. But when you confront problems directly and decisively, they often lose much of their power. Don't approach problems gently. Approach them head-on. Earl then reminds us of something crucial. Problems and opportunities are inseparable, but not all problems are equal. If you spend your life dealing only with small problems, you'll find that they usually lead to small rewards. Big opportunities are almost always attached to big problems. This idea echoes a line that is often attributed to Epictetus. Adversity introduces a person to himself. Or put another way, circumstances don't make the person, they reveal them. There's an implicit challenge here. Take on the maximum load you can bear. That's where growth happens. That's where the greatest rewards tend to be found. Earl is careful to add an important clarification. Confronting problems boldly does not mean being frantic, reckless, or running around in all directions at once. It means acting with sincerity and calm confidence, knowing that you are taking responsibility, that you will respond thoughtfully to what arises, and that progress comes through steady action. This reminded me of the line attributed to Hannibal, which is, "We will find a way or we will make one." That's not panic. That's resolve. Earl closes the episode by encouraging us to embrace risk. The people who accomplish big things, the people who solve big problems, do so because they are willing to take risks. They don't wait for guarantees. They seize opportunities when they appear. Fortune, Earl reminds us, does not favor the cautious. Fortune favors the problem solver. So episode 30 leaves me with these reminders. What we plant in our minds will grow. Problems shrink when confronted boldly. Big opportunities hide inside big challenges. And calm, courageous action opens doors that hesitation never will. Plant wisely. Face problems directly. And don't be afraid to take on something worthy. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.